Gentile listening.
HNT W4NGU, handle is Phil.
WA4HUG, I think you said. I'm so sorry, I'm not really good on picking up. WA4HNT, my name is Alton. I'm Alpha Lima Tango Oscar November, and I came out to my little ham shack a few moments ago, and I turned on the rigs.
Alton, I didn't know if I knew you or not. The HNT is awfully familiar, but I don't really connect that with Alton. But anyhow, good to meet you. I'm almost where I'm going, but it's Whiskey 4, Never Give Up. November golf uniform. Phil.
I never give up. Okay, he's no longer a ham, but he was Kilo Echo 5 OGS. I said, one good soul. So I love Never Give Up.
And Churchill's big phrase, and people remember it, I'll guarantee you that. Now, I've heard some hams do some, turn some flips trying to get something for their call that was, sounded crazy. It was just better off to use regular phonetics. But anyway, I like the NGU, and people seem to remember it pretty good.
1971, I got my call. I think I had a technician license then. Maybe it was a novice. I can't remember. I have a second-class radio telegraphy, so, you know, that kind of made me ineligible for taking code exams. And so I think that was 1971 I got my call. It will go on my headstone in front of my name.
Well, I got my call in February of 70. So next month will be 54 years in the blink of an eye.
That really did do me a job. I didn't think anybody was older than me. That's so funny because I knew the old guys, the World War II birds. And, dadgummit, I didn't think anybody had a call sign older than me. And I love mine. And, you know, I see people going for vanity calls and all this stuff. Not me. I am exactly what I told you. I will never.
A vanity call. I was a WN4, and then when I got my general, I became a WB4. And when I found this W4NGU was available, I got it. But the thing is, I'm not all that old. I was licensed when I was 15.
Okay, I got my, you know, we're going back through SAC stuff now. I got my third phone, like, when I was 14, my second when I was 17, my first class when I was 18, my second telegraphy when I was 18, my radar when I was 18. I got them all back then. And, of course, none of that stuff matters anymore. But we have such a good time. And that was so long ago. And so you say 54. You were 14 when you got your ticket?
Yeah, 15. I had a first-class radio telephone. And I don't remember how old I was when I got it, but I was less than 20 years old. And I remember the man coming back to my seat, and he said, "Son, are you in the right room?" And I said, "Yes, sir, and I'm going to pass this test." And I did.
They missed one question. I said, "Which one?" They said, "We don't know because it's a racist. You know, you can't tell after a moment." So they told me they didn't know what question I missed. But, yeah, I got my first phone when I was, oh, God, I was 18, and it kept me out of Vietnam. It really did, because I was friends with a congressman here, Congressman Dorn, and they pulled me out of line. line down there at the AC Center down in Atlanta, and they pulled me out of line. They said, you can have this job or you can do this job. And I went, since they drafted me at 61 draft lottery numbers and 180 going, and so I was plumb tickled to have that first phone.
You were in Navy Mars back in the day, were you?
Lot 4, Hotel November Tango.
That's where our connection is. I think I was in 0FSP.
I did it all. I had so much fun. It wasn't funny. I lived in Georgetown while they beat me to death and with the draft. And, yeah, had a good time. Enjoyed it all.
That was, you said it kept you out of Vietnam. They sent me a A-25, so I started packing my bags, and the war ended.
They stopped drafting, what, in 75? I don't remember, but in 71, they sent me a little cute check in the mail and said, come home. And I had a 61 draft lottery, and they went to 180 that year. And so, you know, I was toast. It was over. And Congressman Doran pulled me out of the fray because I had a bunch of licenses. And they offered me a new job. And, yeah, I took it.
But I think the guy in Navy Mars, now that I think better of it, I don't think it was you. I think it was a guy named Hilton. And seemed like he was in Aiken. But he wasn't Alton. He was Hilton. But I thought he was in HNT. But anyway, I need to run. And sure enjoyed meeting you. And hope to see you in person sometime. And talk with you more on the air. W4, never give up, Clear.
Never give up. Where do you live out of? Just curious. Do it quickly. W4HNT.
Highway 9 in Boiling Springs.
Oh, darn. Okay, I know where you are. Okay, that's cool. WA4, you go. I'm just sitting around on, what is this, a Tuesday afternoon. I hope you're as retired as I am. WA4HNT, clear.
357 more days. Talk to you later.